Pray. God knows what you mean. Pray. God knows what you mean. Oftentimes we pray and ask for blessings. We seek to say, thank you, God, for this wonderful world we have here. Thank you for this wonderful life we have. Thank you for all the things that are so beautiful and so wonderful in our world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A prayer of thanksgiving is always timely. A prayer of thanksgiving is always proper. Pray. God knows what you mean. When you say, I see you whole and perfect, then in my heart, in my soul, in my being, I do see you whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, and function of your body whole and perfect. I see every organ and function and action of my body whole and perfect right now. I see it more wonderful, more glorious, more fantastic than anything I could ever imagine. Because the divine in me is more wonderful and more magical than anything I could ever imagine. And I think that's pretty wonderful. When you go back to the original purity, to the original integrity, to the original expression of who we are, we come up with some very wonderful expressions, some very wonderful ideas, some very wonderful realizations that this is fantastic, this is marvelous, this is glorious, this is who we really are. Are you really who you are? Are you really who you want to be? Are you divine? Are you glorious? Are you an expression of the divine God in you? Are you the fulfillment of everything that is marvelous and magnificent right now in you, in your life, in who you are? Are you this glorious being that you are? If you are, you're fantastic. If you are, you're marvelous. If you are, you're outstanding in every way. Pray. God knows what you mean. Always, God knows what you mean. You don't have to guess. You don't have to say, now, God, this is how I think about it. Or, divine in me, this is my purpose and my direction. Divine in me, this is who I am and what I am. This is what is important for me. And when you say that, what happens to you? What happens to you when you say that is that everything you are expresses itself beautifully, wonderfully, magnificently, and everything you are is something very special indeed. It's very special. Now, are you ready for that very special beingness that you are in your life? Are you ready for the divine? Are you ready? Now, if you were to say, okay, Daddy, I'd like to have your advice and your help. I'd like to buy a new car. Now, what do you recommend for me? And Daddy said, well, my beloved, what would you like to do with your car? What do you want your car to represent in your life? What do you want your car to represent in your world? Well, I want my car to represent something that gets me to where I want to go, that is always available, that always functions perfectly. I want the ideal car. I want the ideal car for me right at this point in my life. And the divine in you says, well, if you want the divine car for you at this point in your life, then just say, what is that divine car going to be? What is it going to have in it? How is it going to function? Now, believe it or not, that's praying. And that's praying to the divine in you, to God in you, just as you would pray to your father. You'd say, Dad, I want to get a new car. I want to get a car that's going to be just fantastic. Dad, you've had a lot of experience with cars. You know all about cars. You created all the best cars in your life, and I'd like to create a fine car in my life. And your dad would say, well, here's how I went about it. First, I was very still and listened within and decided for myself what it meant to have a fantastic car, what it meant to have it. And I prayed to my inner self and I said, okay, I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to know what is the perfect, what's perfect for me. And then the inner self in me starts to answer me in all the beautiful ways. And I feel confidence in making decisions about what my choices are. And this is what it means when you pray. When you pray, you're praying to the divine in you to make decisions that are going to be beneficial to you, that are going to be meaningful to you, that are going to be fulfilling to you in every wonderful, beautiful way. Because that's how it is when you pray. God already knows what you want. God already knows what you want when you pray. Your dad already knows what you want when you ask him anything. Your dad already knows what you mean when you go to your inner self, when you go to your outer self, when you go to whoever it is that you're checking to see what is wonderful in your life. Now, are you going to find that wonder in you? Are you going to know that wonder in you? How can you find the magic in you to know what God really means? When you pray to your inner self. You say, what shall I do? How shall I do this? You don't say, God, give me a car, because the car is in you, and you are divine, and you are God. So the car is going to reveal itself according to what you are in yourself, according to what you believe about yourself. So if you believe about yourself that you're wonderful, if you're going to pray to the divine and pray to God and say, God, I would like to have perfect health. The divine in you would say, you already have perfect health. You are perfect health. Start recognizing it. Start claiming it. Start naming it. Start enjoying it. Your perfect health. God, I'd like to have abundance. You are abundance already. Say, I am abundance. I am abundant in everything I do. I have perfect health. I live in a beautiful universe. Say the positive things about you. This is what you are. Because you could not want something that you did not already have. And when you already recognize that you have it, and then you claim it, and you name it, and you talk about it, as though it were actually in effect in your life, which it is, then that effect becomes the most positive, vital, dynamic thing that you could ever desire in your life. Pray. God already knows what you mean. God knows what you mean. When you pray, God knows what you mean. When you go to your father, when you go to your dad, your pop, and you say, Pa, I'd like to have a better body. I'd like to be a bit more healthy. What can I do about it? And your father will say to you, are you thinking good thoughts about your body? Are you thinking healthy thoughts about your body? Are you living a healthy life? Are you eating properly? Are you drinking properly? Are you doing all the things that would say that you have a beautiful body and that you are merely revealing it in everything that you do about yourself? Wow, that's a good way to look at it. Yes, that's a good way to look at it. Pray. The divine already knows what you mean. The divine always knows what you mean already, and you are the divine. Pray and know that all that you could ever want is already yours. It's already fulfilled in your life. It's already revealed in everything you are, and it is done now. Know that for yourself. Know that today, tomorrow, and always. Because it is done. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.